Lieutenant Martin Neidefer oversees the Youth and Family Services Bureau Crime Prevention Unit for the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. He joined me to tell us more about his projects, which include a youth soccer league, a jobs program that provides fresh food in the community, and more. I started by asking him to tell us about the Eden area of Alameda County, which has high crime and incarceration rates.
So the Eden area is the unincorporated area of Alameda County. So it's made up of the communities of Castro Valley, San Lorenzo, Fairview, or unincorporated Hayward, and also the communities of Ashland and Cherryland. I grew up there in Ashland. Arguably, it's a working-class community without the work that used to be there when I was a kid. Without those blue-collar jobs that used to pay a living, allow you to put a roof over your head and your kids through school and some level of security in your life, I think that that doesn't exist like it used to exist.
And when did the sheriffs, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, get involved in this kind of post-release rehabilitation effort? What sparked that?
The sheriff's office has been involved in community policing for a long time. In 2011, we received a Department of Justice Second Chance Act grant that we used to begin the process of sort of linking outside programming and outside activities to the activities that are going on in the jail to try to create a jail-to-jobs pipeline, if you will. And that, I think, is recognizing that in Ashland and Cherryland specifically, there's large concentrations of ex-offenders or formerly incarcerated individuals who are living in those areas.
Living in areas where it's already hard to get a job, and then you come out with a felony conviction, and it's much harder.
Correct. So the idea was that that the jail could be used as a community policing asset.
I think, though, that a lot of people make the assumption that I might make that law enforcement really isn't thinking about that piece of it. You know, jobs is not your job.
That's right, and I think that's been historically true, but I think that's changing. Law enforcement is been given the responsibility of protecting neighborhoods. And if these issues such as jobs and health and educational opportunities and all of those things are core fundamental drivers of crime, I would submit that we should be involved in developing solutions to those problems, to those core drivers of crime. I would further say that as we become more involved in that and communities recognize the police and the sheriff's offices as being involved in dealing and coming up with solutions or working with them to come up solutions to these real core problems, the trust between law enforcement and those communities would increase.
So in the story that we just heard about Operation My Hometown, we heard the piece, the post-release piece. And in this story, the man was not a success story. Even though he was able to get a job the first day, get placement in a temporary shelter, et cetera. What are some of the big challenges that you face in trying to end this cycle of incarceration?
So I think that everybody's an individual. And if one of the best practices or evidence-based practices that's emerging from this discussion is what they're calling risk needs and responsivity. You cannot treat everybody in a cookie-cutter format. Everybody goes into this program, everybody goes into that program, and expect that each individual is going to have his or her needs met. But the idea is that you take every person as an individual, find out what their risks and needs are, create a personalized reentry plan, and then through our clinical case management model, guide them through the process. It's a tough process. I mean, I think many of the folks that are coming through have substance abuse issues, which can trip them up. Many of them have dysfunctional family issues. It's difficult when you've cycled through the institution four or five times in your life. Many times you've frayed most of those close relationships to you. That can create hurdles. It's tough finding a job. It's tough navigating systems. So all of those things, I think, are problematic, and those are the things that we're working hard to iron out and to straighten out with each of the individuals that come through the program.
That's Lieutenant Martin Neidefer, who oversees the Youth and Family Services Bureau Crime Prevention Unit for the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. I'm Holly Kernan. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. So in that last piece, we heard about Operation My Hometown, you know, after post-release.
Right.
What we didn't hear about is what happens within the jail, which is a whole different system. So what is the system, the program look like inside?
Yeah. Right. So part of the systems change that went into creating Operation My Hometown was to establish a housing unit inside Santa Rita Jail. That is what we're calling our rehabilitation based incarceration house.
And just for listeners, Santa Rita is one of the largest jails in the country, right?
You're right. So we've created a housing unit to better facilitate the programming that goes on inside the jail.
But what does it actually look like? So they've got a separate housing unit,
right,
the RBI, but what's different than if I were doing a regular stint,
right,
at Santa Rita?
So this is, we have a probation officer working inside the jail. He will identify potential candidates for the Operation My Hometown project based on their risk and needs. So the probation officer will then give a list of names to our clinical case managers. So they will then contact the inmate, interview them, ask them if they want to be part of the program. Once the inmate is engaged, they will then drop an individualized reentry plan, which will include accessing program inside the jail.
So, mm-hmm. But it's all geared towards sort of starting a process that's going to continue.
That's correct. So you have to understand also, I'm a cop and I'm learning this stuff as we're going as well. So you try to follow the news, and what's happening now in the workforce investment world is they're trying to do skill set training for people and link them to specific jobs on the way out. So we are trying to adapt and build a system that will begin in the jail with that process and to build on the jail the programs that are already existed, but maybe to create others that might become more relevant to people as they come out so that they can more quickly land jobs.
And you are a cop. You're in law enforcement. Do you find resistance among some of your colleagues, or that you sound more like a social worker than a cop? What kind of response are you getting?
No. No. Some, a little bit, yeah. It's a different
framework.
It's a little bit different way of looking at public safety, right? I mean, I would suggest that we're in the public safety business, and law enforcement is a component of public safety. And there are other strategies to employ to better ensure the public safety, such as addressing these core drivers of crime, or what the DOJ calls the criminogenic factors of recidivism. That includes neighborhood building. And it's closely working with neighborhoods and residents to build infrastructure in communities, institutions that can then help to enfranchise communities. And those institutions can be anything from a soccer league to a scouting program to a social enterprise.
And you seem to be really rethinking what it means to be in charge of public safety.
I am. Yeah, I mean, I think that so this is a component of an overall public safety agenda, right? I think you still have to enforce the laws.
But if you have the trust of the communities that you're serving,
makes all the difference in the world. I would suggest that's that is priority number one. I think that the enfranchisement of all of our communities and the involvement in the process of all of our communities is a key to lowering crime and communicating better between law enforcement and community members. So that's in large part what we're doing. That's in large part why I think it's important that law enforcement's involved in this process. And I think that will help us get to some solutions.